Fall is apple season, and pick-your-own orchards are a popular destination. But it's also grape season, and there aren't too many pick-your-own vineyards around, but VPR Steve Zind found one in Randolph Center.
So you prune them back pretty much like this.
Hours of pruning, 600 grapevines worth of pruning, done early in the season, are literally bearing fruit now at Monroe Hill Vineyard. Much of the work was done by Willow Griffith, who manages the vineyard. But she's not picking the grapes. That's your job.
It's pretty unique to anywhere. I emailed around like University of Minnesota and Cornell just to see if they had any ideas on retail pricing. And they were like, oh, so you're kind of on your own.
Just to be clear, these are not table grapes. They're wine grapes, varieties ranging from deep red to bluish purple to a creamy pale green.
But yeah, they've got seeds and the skin is a little tougher and they're a little bit different than table grapes.
Griffith says some varieties she's growing may be designed for wine, but they're sweet enough to be eaten right off the vine or used for jellies, jams, or juices. She estimates there are 6 tons of grapes. The birds took their share until Griffith installed some aluminum pans to scare them away. Griffith thought most of her pick-your-own customers would be serious winemakers coming to haul away big loads of grapes. That hasn't been the case, though.
I definitely was expecting more winemakers to come, you know, with like, oh, I want, you know, 500 pounds. So I was expecting more of that traffic, and I've mostly had just people who are trying to get their feet wet and test it out and make a little bit of wine.
The vineyard is on a farm owned by Ed Lincoln, who planted it nearly a decade ago with the idea of making wine. That didn't pan out, and it was Griffith's idea to try pick your own. Last weekend, on a beautiful early fall afternoon, there were just 2 customers, but they were serious pickers. Brothers Christopher and John Piana.
We're really blessed to be taking in the grape harvest this year. It's a great, great season for grapes.
That's John. He and Christopher plan to pick a ton of grapes, an actual ton. Their farm, called Fable Farm Fermentary in Barnard, already produces wine from wild and abandoned apples, so they're interested in experimenting with grapes. So
we have all the infrastructure that will just be really natural transition. We have the bladder presses to make wine.
The Monroe Hill pick-your-own vineyard has a work-in-progress feel to it. Dealing with birds and beetles and figuring out what to charge for the grapes has been a learning process for Griffith.
So it's been pretty interesting to try and figure it out and actually get people here and excited and definitely.
Even if the Piana brothers haul away a ton of grapes, there will be plenty left. Griffith says the vineyard will be open this weekend for what she calls the last big hurrah while the grapes are still at their prime. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.